welcome everybody to the Story Slam podcast. This is your host, James Williams, excited to present another recording of our live show. Story Slam is a true storytelling event based in the city of Bristol in the UK. We host monthly shows in a beautiful wardrobe theatre in Old Market. If you are a new listener, welcome. We really hope you enjoy. If you're an old listener, it's lovely to have you back. And we have a bit of a different show for you today. We have started running a spin-off to our regular show called Story Slam After Dark, which welcomes the audience to tell true sex stories from their lives. These shows are a really big hit with our community and are always really raucous and fun. You're never quite sure what you're going to hear on a Story Slam stage, but be aware that this show in particular is X-rated, silly, and sexually graphic at times. Today is a recording from our January 2023 After Dark show. Wait, no, 2024 After Dark show. Years are whizzing by. And it was hosted by me. It was a little bit of a shorter show today. There were less storytellers willing to have their stories included on the podcast just due to the nature of the show. But there are lots of amazing anonymous stories to make up for it. But with that, I will pass on to Pass Me to introduce the show and hear some sex stories. Enjoy. Okay. You guys hear me? Hello. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Story Slam. Woo! So lovely to see you all. My name is James Williams. I'm going to be your host for the evening. Today we have another edition of our special spin-off show, Story Slam After Dark. After Dark is normally at our normal shows, if you haven't been before, is where we hear true stories told live on stage. So you guys get to tell stories about anything normally. But today we specifically want to hear about your sex stories. We want to hear about your most debauched sex stories, your weirdest, your best, your worst, and everything in between. One thing I'm curious about, first of all, I want to know if you've been here before. So we're going to do a single clap, see if you've been to an After Dark show before, okay? One, two, three. Okay, all right, many of you. Who's never been to a Story Slam before at all? One, two, three. Whoa. Who didn't know it was sex themed tonight? Because when I said it earlier, I was worried I saw some worried-looking faces in the audience. One, two, three. Oh, no. Oh, fantastic. Oh, I'm actually so glad. I was so worried, like, oh, yeah, I've heard about this great show. It's really wholesome. We should go along, hear some stories. And then I'm like, sex stories. Anal sex, vaginal sex, all the types of sex. So, thank you so much for coming. These have been a massive hit because you're all absolute degenerates. And we can't wait to hear your stories this evening. We're going to hear two different types of story tonight. You're going to hear a live story told by one of you in the audience live on stage. And you're going to hear a little anonymous stories written on these white slips. And the prompt for today is, tell us your best or most memorable sex story. So it might sound a little something like this. The very first time I had sex, my 18-year-old boy brain thought that using two Durex extra-safe condoms would stop me finishing too quick. 3 weeks later, the girl texts me asking if the condoms worked because her period was late. Thankfully, it was just late, and I didn't get someone pregnant on my first attempt at sex. Yay! We can all be pleased about that. So that's one kind of story you might hear. And the other is a story someone will tell live on stage, okay? So we have some rules for those. So like our regular shows, they have to be true. We don't want to hear, like, fantastical alien tentacle sex. We want to hear about your real sex you've had in real life. They have to be about you, so not, like, a story you've heard about someone else. We want you to involve you and you be a main character in your story. No notes, but we make a special dispensation for After Dark. You are allowed props, because we've had some fantastic use of props in the past, and so it just seems unfair to restrict you all. Otherwise... We have a few extra little rules today for stories from After Dark. As you can imagine, they have to involve sex of some kind. Sex can be anything, right? Sex can be intercourse, outer course, foreplay, frotting. It can be sexting, can be cyber sex, can be anything like that, basically. If you feel like you're having sex, you're probably having sex. That's the general rule. I had this thought recently that I think it's maybe a bit weird, but I think kissing is sex. You know, like really good kissing? You know when it's like, yeah, I know, right? You know when you're kissing someone, it's really fucking good and it's really wet and it's all going really well and you're like, I could do this forever. We just do this if you like. I think it's great. So yeah, if you feel like having sex, you're having sex.
Other things are everyone in your story engaging in sex has to be age 18 or over. And we're looking for stories about consensual sex today. Non-consensual sex is not sex, that is violence and assault. We do want you to have a place to tell those kind of stories, and that is at our regular shows. But today we're looking to hear about your consensual sex stories, okay? That doesn't have to be good. It can be crap sex. It can be bad, weird, anything in between, but it has to be consensual, okay? Any other things? Oh, yeah. Here at Story Slam, we want to make our safest space as possible. And so to do that, you can put little warnings on the back of your story, or back of your name slip, to say if it contains anything distressing. So today that might be blood or eating disorders or something, okay? Let's just all agree, one warning on here today is sex. If you're not okay hearing stories about sex, got bad news for you. Okay, so we're just going to assume every one of these says sex, okay, but isn't anything's going to be distressing or come up as part of the story, just let us know on the back of the slip, okay? Other thing is you have 5 minutes within which to tell your story, after which you'll hear a musical accompaniment. We need to get a sexier one, don't we, for After Dark? Because this is our regular one, and Calumba feels too nice and wholesome. What do we need, like a saxophone? A saxophone. That was so quick, like a hive mind, you two. Different parts of the audience were like, we know what the hottest sort of instrument is. I really want to learn to play instrument, but to play saxophone. I think I've become too powerful, you know? Already hot. I feel like I just gilded the lily. So after 5 minutes, you'll hear a musical accompaniment, something like this. Like that. And that means, oh, what a lovely sex story we've heard for the past 5 minutes. You have a minute then to wrap up your story. If you're still going at the end of your 6 minutes, oof, impressive, you'll hear a more discordant and harried noise from the calendar. And that means, oh, it's been so good, but I've got a headache now. And this, we have to end this story, okay? So 5 minutes, 1 minute grace period. Do we have anything else to say? We have a podcast. Oh, yeah. We have a podcast, which we've been working very hard on. And today's actually the first time it's going to be appearing, an After Dark night. It's going to be appearing on the podcast. So it's going to be absolute smut on the internet. If you want to be involved in the podcast, you can tick on your name slip. If you do not tick, your name will not be included. And you have to opt into this. Okay? Make sense? Also, last little thing. Make sure you're holding your mic up here near your mouth. I love swinging it about with the mic, but to be heard by everybody in the room, it needs to be near your mouth, okay? And also to be heard by the podcast audience as well. Right, that all makes sense. Fantastic. Okay, cool. It feels like unfair to start it without telling a story of my own. Normally with Story Slam stories, They have to have beginning, middles, and ends. They have to have some change or conflict to have occurred. But today, it's After Dark. You know, we're chilling out. We can let our hair down. We can just tell stories about whatever the fuck we want today. So, went to a sex party recently. I know. I say sex party, sex club, right? Because there's a few in Bristol. Some of them are really good. You should go. And something weird that I always find about sex club is that everyone's kind of shy. Everyone's kind of like, you know, you go to like a regular club and you're kind of like, you kind of want to meet someone and make out with them, but you're a bit shy, so you just dance. That's the same at sex clubs. People are all like, yeah, we are all explicitly here to fuck each other, but also I'm kind of shy. And so everyone's like dancing around, like looking around at each other, like hoping to catch someone's eye. Anyway, I was there with a friend, and me and this friend have been having sexual tension for, I think, years at this point. And finally, we were like, oh, yeah, should we go, like, to the sex party, like, as friends? So, yeah, let's go. I'm sure nothing will happen. go along. They're, like, lovely queer spaces. Everyone looks fucking so hot, you know. There's, like, lace. There's latex. There's, like, clown makeup, you know. There's all sorts of hot shit. me and this friend go and check out the playrooms. So the playrooms are basically like themed rooms where you can go in and pretend to be a sexy nurse in a performing malpractice in the room made up to look like a doctor's surgery. You go into like the bathroom room where you can do wet stuff in the bath. And then other nondescript rooms that are look like torture chambers. You know what I mean? There's like black everywhere, PVC. If you're a murderer, good place to murder someone. Big like crosses you can tie each other to and like spank each other, that kind of stuff. Anyway, me and his friend start making out, and it's really hot. It's kind of like, you know, kind of like when you've been like meaning to hook up with someone for a while and it's fucking frantic. It's like, oh my God, we've been trying to do this for fucking ages. And so just like tearing each other's clothes, kissing, making out, tongues and everywhere. And as we're doing this in the medical room, another couple wanders in. And they're like, oh, sorry, we didn't mean to interrupt. It's like, it's okay. We're all here for a reason. We're like showing them around the medical suite. It's like, yeah, here's our tools we use. down here, the swabs. Here's the lube station and the condoms, etc. And just like immediately hit it off. Anyway, continue on our own way. And later on, find ourselves in like the PVC leather room. And me and this person who I was hooking up with are just sort of like lounging, like gently kissing on the bed. And there's this other couple who are like lounge back. And they're sort of like, he's eating her out. It's really hot. And we asked like, do you happy if we watch? And they're like, yeah, sure. Always ask. Even in sex clubs. I was like, wait a minute. I suddenly had a moment of realization. I was like, we're in a sex club. We can just ask to join them if we want. So I was like, but you're still a bit shy. So I wasn't quite sure what to say. So like, he was eating her out and we were like hanging out. We were like just watching. And then her like chest just looked really lonely, you know? So I was like, do you want a pair of mouths for your tits? And she was like, yeah. Yeah, I do actually. And so me and this person just like take up stations. I don't know why I we're gunners on like an airplane or something, but we take up stations either side of her and just go to town on her chest. And it's fucking fantastic. We end up having a whole night just like making out and everyone's in and out of each other constantly. Like, only find out their names at the end, you know, because like, it's not polite to ask in the middle or something, is it? You can't be like, sorry, what's your name? I just had the most fantastic time. And at the end, we like gave each other hugs and kisses and like exchanged details. We're going to meet up again soon. So, yeah, it was really cute. That's my little story. Okay, let's have an anonymous short story. I'm a senior professional. a mother, a homeowner. None of the people in my life would think I am / was the kind of person who would pull their boyfriend out of a gig to give them a blowjob in the graveyard opposite the pub. That's so, yeah, round of applause. That's so sick. Just like, you never know, there's people in your lives. Like, there's people who you'd never dream they would just be desecrating each other in a graveyard. That sounds really fun. Thank you so much for sharing. We'll do one more, then we'll have our first storyteller. Tell us your best or most memorable sex story. Sex education story / not a sex story. Well, no, we can't boo the poor person. We can't boo them. We all love each other here. Sex education is fun. I had to teach sex ed to a year 5 class, and it is mostly puberty stuff, hormones, body changes, etc. Normally, most kids get quite embarrassed, but one kid, whilst I explained how boys grow pubic hair, starts to smell and that their penises grow bigger and was so mortified at the thought of it happening to him, they turned to the side of in his desk and vomited all over the floor. This is a story, by the way. Oh, but it's not a sex story, you are right. I even had to tell his super alpha macho dad. Oh no, you poor little thing. Yeah, sex is gross. It is. Sometimes you'll stop in the middle and be like, this is really fun, I'm really enjoying it, but, oh, grim. You know, it's just, it's all sweat and hair and spit, which is what makes it good, but it's also a bit gross. So I can totally understand that reaction. Right, we're going to have our first storyteller of the evening. Drum roll, please. First storyteller is going to be Sam P. Woo! There are no warnings for Sam's story, so we'll have him up onto the stage. Oh, come on up, Sam. Big round of applause.
So, it was before bed, and me and my partner were just stretching, you know, doing a bit of yoga, limbering up, and obviously naked, because don't be weird about it, you know? And I looked over, and he was doing happy baby, so like leg in each hand, and I was like, I've never seen you like this before from this angle. And I had a light bulb moment, and under my bed was my craft supplies. And I just went, how do you feel about googly eyes? And there was a look of confusion, which, like, fair enough. And he was like, I'm not sure what this is, but I'm in. So we got out the googly eyes. I let him pick, because, like, it's got to be personalised, you know. Got a bit of Vaseline and just did two little dots either side of his bumhole. Stuck the googly eyes on, and I've never laughed so hard in my life. Like, full blown, like, couldn't speak a word. And because he was lying, like, on his back, her eyes were, like, to one side. It was proper side eye. And he's got quite a long, thin bum hole. So she looked really pissed off, like really annoyed about things. And I had to take a photo so you could see, because it was a work of art. If anyone actually wants to see it, then please do come up and speak to me in the break. I do have his consent for it, but it is the best thing. And I am also starting a calendar. So if anyone else wants to be a different month, then please, please come and speak to me.
Thank you so much. Round of applause. Okay, I'm loving this game I'm playing in my head to work out what Earth's going in the calendar, because it could be just this image, like every month, like it's so good. Just we have like a little side eye bum person. But maybe it's different expressions every month. Maybe like February, it's like chilly, so it's like shivering. I don't know. Or it's different googly eyes in different people. Okay, I see. So different googly eyes on different butts. That'll be interesting. Yeah. I love Stories from After Dark because things like that just happen. Just like, do you want to see a picture of my boyfriend's butt? Well, you can. Come see me afterwards. Normally, I go up to someone after tell a story. It's like, oh, your story was so good. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for telling. It's just like, show me the goods. That sounds so fun. And I think sex, I think it's like such a lush thing to be like, be able to be comfortable around some people, each other when you're naked. And that means like being silly, right? I remember when I first started having sex, like, the thing that struck me about it so much was that this thing, like being naked, like my naked body that I'd only ever seen in my like conscious life, suddenly I was sharing with another person, and it was amazing. It was just like so exhilarating to have someone else be comfortable with someone else while you're naked, and that sounds like the epitome of that. So lush. Thank you so much. Round of applause. I tell everyone to be good with a mic, and I'm awful with a mic. I'm sorry. I went to see my ex situationship. I let him string me along for 2 years before ending it in April, my girl boss era. Fuck yeah. He constantly kept reaching out till December when I caved in and went to visit his new coffee shop. My intention was to see what he created and ask for my money back. I didn't get my money back, but I did get closure and orgasms and fucked on every surface of that shop. Nothing like some closure. I walked home tall and empowered, knowing and accepting that he will never be enough.
and I deserve much more than he can ever give me. Live your best girl boss era, ladies. Sometimes we gotta fuck our ex in a coffee shop to get closure. With three kisses. What more is there to say? Tell us your best or most memorable sex story. I lost my virginity at 23, brackets, with a stranger I found on FetLife. The night, FetLife, for those of you who don't know, is like Facebook, but for kinky people, basically. Like, if you instead of listing, like, remember on MySpace, you could, like, list your, like, closest friends in order of importance to you? It was really toxic. Or you could list, like, your favorite songs. Well, anyway, on FetLife, you list, like, your favorite positions, or you list, like, your, like, literally percentage values of, like, how kinky you are in different ways. Anyway, that's where this person found the person to sleep with. The night started with me peeing on him. He asked. That's one hell of a way to lose your virginity. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm sure it definitely could be fun. I can imagine it being fun. Just like, you try new things, don't you? One more, we'll have another storyteller. I once went on a Tinder date. It was cold, so we went back to his hotel to order pizza. As soon as we got in, he begged me to suck my toes. He begged to suck my toes before we even kissed. There's a real ramping, I feel like, about sex. So I suffer from cold sores. They're fucking awful because it means I can't kiss anybody. It's my favorite thing in the world, as you know. Me and my partner once went to a sex club and we both had cold sores because we're kissing each other. And we couldn't kiss anyone. And it was fucking heartbreaking. And people would be like, do you want to kiss? We'd be like, yes, but we fucking can't. But then you can't be like, do you want to do something else? Because it's kissing's really... You know what I mean? You can't be like, we still fuck though, but there's like it's a real gateway drug kissing. So I feel like going straight to toe sucking, yeah, is bold. I thought it was funny, so I let him. Okay. I ate two pieces and went home. That was all he wanted. Oh, wow. Mate, you get yours, girl. Get your fucking toes sucked. Two pieces. We had another, on our very first After Dark show, we had someone tell a story about how they went on a hookup and they just ate ice lollies whilst this person ate them out. Just like, there's nothing better really, is there? Just like, just fucking eating whilst getting yourself pleasured. Right, drum roll please. The storyteller's gonna be Rory. Woo! There are no warnings Rory stories will have up on stage. Come on up.
So, me and my partner were having a discussion and she really likes reggae music. And I was like, reggae music, it's good, but it's not sexy. And then we ended up... we ended up having a discussion what is like the sexiest kind of music. We're like, R&B is quite good, but the most passionate form of music is definitely power ballads. And we're like, usually we should mix up our sex playlist. If power ballads are the sexiest kind of music, but they aren't the playlist, we're doing something wrong here. So we said, okay, that night we do the playlist, sexiest power ballads ever, put that on. And it was great. It just really ignited the passion. Everything was very there was lots of hair flicks and power stances. And when we held each other, we fucking held each other. It was powerful, lovely, and sexy. And as we got into it, just moving with the rhythm, just getting in that music. And it was great. There was one moment that slightly ruined it for me. Was she was on top, and I looked up, and I was sort of going, and I hold you here in my arms, and we're lying here forever. Which did emasculate me a little bit because I was trying my best. But overall, 10 out of 10, would meatloaf again.
Round of applause for Rory. When you first said it, I was like, sure, I can't see it. But after your description, I kind of can. Like, I never really thought, I don't know why I haven't ever thought this before, but yeah, I guess music, I've never really used music in sex, really. I think normally when music is on, like, when I'm having sex, it's normally because it's been left on from the hangout we were having before, and it's just like, Spotify is just like auto-generating music or something, or it's like to hide your sounds from other people in the house. But I've never thought, maybe we could make this into some kind of exultant theater, you know? Maybe out here in the fields, you know, like we could really like give it some oomph, you know. I never really considered it before. Okay. Oh, food for thought. Thank you so much, Rory. Round of applause. Have you ever got so high before sex that during it you thought your partner was Venus? But with a bigger boozy than Venus, the god of sex. Wait, yeah, probably. And we'll start this again, because I feel like when you say it, it's all in its entirety. You got so high before sex that during it you thought your partner was Venus with a bigger booty, and you were a He-Man-like sexual warrior, but with little red booties. I have. I think, like, that sounds, it sounds fucking great. Like you just, like, you're so high, you're like, I am having sex with a personification of sex and fertility. It sounds fucking great. And I got little booties on. Sounds lush. All right, let's have another drum roll, please. We're our next storyteller. It's going to be Lily. Woo! There are no warnings for Lily's story, so come on down. Big round of applause for Lily.
Oh my goodness, okay. First Story Slam event was your Christmas party special thing, and it was lovely and I loved it, and I was curious to come, and I was like, oh, there's an After Dark. Okay, that's a bit of me. And then when I thought about it, I was like, oh fuck, I actually have a story that I probably should tell. Yeah. As much as I'm shitting myself, here we go. So I moved to Bristol fairly recently, and I'm in a poly relationship. I'm being very explorative with sex at the moment. It's a big intention for me, and I'm embracing more of my queerness, which is great, and I'm having a really lovely time. And I've always wanted to explore sex with multiple people. I'm very, like, committed to kink, but it's always been with one other person. So I said to myself, right, Bristol is the place to be doing this. Everyone loves it here. So let's go. Like, great. I feel really, really comfortable about exploring that and, like, stating that as one of my needs. So I'd been before moving to Bristol, I'd been trying for years to manifest. And this is, like, I was in monogamous relationships, and I was like, oh, we just need to find a unicorn. Like, we need to go hunting. They're out there. I'm sure they are. It just never happened. So I moved to Bristol, and I started seeing one of my friends who was in an open relationship, and that was very lovely, super, super beautiful, very simple. I know that they're emotionally connected to their partner, and we would co-work, and we would shag, and it was really nice. We'd get lots of work done and then have some fun as a reward, so it was fun. And we, basically, he was like, oh, why don't you go on a date with my girlfriend and see how that feels, and maybe we could, like, get the ball moving with that. And I was like, cool, yeah. It feels important to do that independent of you. I'll go on a date with her. We'll see how it feels. That's happening there. Meanwhile, change the handover. I'm also seeing someone who is very lovely and very simple, and we have a very nice time. It's all very lovely. What am I saying? I'm very early into knowing this person. He says, ooh, I'm talking with someone and they're also in a relationship. Sorry, there's lots of people involved here. Would you be down for a foursome? And in my head, I'm like, well, I've always wanted a threesome, so why not just go for a foursome immediately? So that's bubbling away, and I say, yeah, I'm really keen, but trying to line up four people's schedules is really intense. So, like, that's in the mix, and we're getting there, it just takes ages. switch back to my friend who I'm seeing and his girlfriend. We go on a date. I end up sleeping with her. It's very lovely. It's my first experience sleeping with a woman, and I'm very pleased with myself. Woo! And then I end up... Oh, I'm so aware that I'm probably running out of time. I end up co-working at my friend's house, and we're working. And in my head, I'm like trying to organise seeing all of these people and knowing that it's going to happen at some point. And I'm co-working with my friend, and his girlfriend comes back from work early. On the other side, I know that this same day, I am meant to be seeing person that I'm seeing plus the two people as well. So I know I've got a foursome on the cards that morning. I'm like preparing, and I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to go do my day of co-working. I'm not going to sleep with my friend because I'm like very intentionally setting aside time for the foursome that I've got. It's very important. It's been in the diary for 2 weeks. I've known that it's coming, okay? And then my friend's girlfriend comes back from work early, and there is no one in the house. It's a house share of six people. How often does that happen? No one is in the house. And then it's us three. And so they both turn to me, and we're at this point, fast forward, I'm teaching them how to give like a massage on the bed, right? So everyone knows what's about to happen. And I just turned to them and I was like, look, guys, I know where this is going, but I've got to say, I'm having a foursome in like 3 hours. I can't have a threesome with you. Of course it happened. And it was lovely and it was amazing and it was really soft and it was beautiful and it was gentle and it was really giving and I had a great time. And I said, okay, right, put my clothes on. I've got to go. I've got to run to my foursome. So I went home and I had a shower. And I had some soup. I had my dinner. And then I ended up cycling over to this other couple's house. And I kind of had to explain the situation because consent and like knowledge and everyone knowing everything is very important to me. And it's like very crucial with how I do things and work. And they were like, great. Yeah, cool. Let's sit. Let's eat some brownies. And let's have a foursome. And I was like, yes, this is amazing. And I cycled home at like 12:30. And I saw the moon. I cycle everywhere. I saw the moon and it was really misty and it was really icy. And I just like beamed up at the moon and I was like, how is this my life?
Thank you so much. Round of applause for Lily. Woo! Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. I'm so pleased for you. That's so cool. How is this my life? Howling up at the moon after getting completely railed multiple times in a day. So pleased for you. And it all sounds like it just went off so, like, without a hitch as well. It's like the only hitch was you had another threesome earlier on in the day. But it sounds like it was well communicated. Everyone sounds like they had a lot of fun. Like, it sounds like you got exactly what you wanted. And you, like, really splashed into the multiple partners sex scene with a bang. Multiple bangs. I think that was like, first of all, round of applause. Fantastic, Lily. That was great. And I think like oftentimes threesomes are quite sweet things because oftentimes there's like at least one relationship going on within the threesome. So there's people who like love and care about each other. Like it's not like you're like three people just like chosen by lottery to bang. Like there's sex, there's love and affection going on. I found that threesomes often be like the cutest things. So yeah, I'm so happy to hear that it was that way for you. That's so lush. So I met a girl on a night out. That day she had moved to Cardiff. All of her things were still in the moving van. At three in the morning, I then helped her move in. ADHD people, isn't it? Or I guess maybe we were just drunk, I don't know. I built her bed. That's so sweet. Then we did the do. In the morning, we had breakfast with her housemate. Her housemate who I was getting off with the night before I met her. But turns out her housemate also had a girlfriend that was also at the breakfast table. My phone died, and I had to wait an hour for a rescue pickup from my mate Kyle. Oops. Yeah, round of applause. I'm just
I'm just trying to like work out, you know how like in the beginning of complex books is often like family trees? I'm just trying to work out. I don't think you did anything wrong here. It sounds like they should have made you aware that they are in a relationship. You made out with multiple people, that's fine. Yeah, fuck it. And got off scot-free. Sad you had to be rescued by Kyle, though. But Kyle sounds really fun, so I'm sure that was lush. Right. I made a MILF fail her driving test. That is a brand new sentence. Because I kept her up all night squirting. I then left for Christmas holidays without time to wash the sheets. I now have to buy a new mattress topper. Sad little sad face. That's not sad. That's just the price, you know, that's the price of having fun. It's me, says this person. The lollipop eating out story person. The person I mentioned. Hello. I am back. And here is another anonymous story. We once tried to have sex in a hot tub, but I had drank too much gin and the water was too hot. So as I sat in it, I basically boiled myself, like Bugs Bunny, half to death. It was the most unsexy thing. I had to get out ASAP, cool myself off, and pray that I would survive. Oh my God. Word of caution, check the water temp beforehand. You poor thing. You must have been in a real rush to get in this hot tub. Just like, yes, it's fucking hot tub right now. And then just like, oh shit, this is incredibly hot. I'm pleased there's no lasting damage. For years and years and years, I could only orgasm during sex by stimulating myself. My wonderful long-term partner was respectfully adamant that he could get me there without assistance. He took the time to learn about me and us, and he was right. It was such a gift. That's so nice. That's so nice. That is so nice. Like taking the time to like really learn about someone, like learn about like their body and what they like, and like slowly coaxing them to orgasms. This isn't a sex story. It just says dubstep is great to have sex to. Now don't get me wrong. I love dubstep, but is it? I feel like it's quite bassy. I remember seeing, like, when I was younger, like, I saw, like, this bed concept where basically there was, like, a mattress, but underneath there was a subwoofer. So just, like, vibrated the entire bed. Turned the whole bed into, like, a Hitachi magic wand or something. That actually sounds amazing. If you can have it that loud, then let's do it. You know, like, when you're at the bass bins at a club and, like, the bass is so strong, you can feel it like, rattling around in your chest. Yeah, let's fuck by the bass bins, actually. That sounds good. Let's do that. An ex and I were in a phase where we were watching a ton of porn and acting the scenes out together. Oh, that's so cute. So wholesome. fucking hot, give it a go, in brackets. We both became pretty fixated on this on the size of dildos capable of entering women. More specifically, how much I could take. We ordered a 50-centimeter black rubber dildo that had an unreasonable girth. We are talking considerably wider than a Coke can. So we gave it a go. Naturally, it wasn't easy, but we persevered. We ended up shaving it down with a pair of scissors. It became a sort of science experiment. We took notes. It was a whole thing. I'm embarrassed to say we spent upwards of £60 on a toy to confirm that which we already knew. It's not about the size of the ship, but it's all about the motion of the ocean. Now it's just a fun memorabilia item that comes out at parties. As a fun anecdote. Round of applause for that person. I know I have a story for everything, but I have done something really similar to this. I remember when I went almost similar odyssey trying to see what side of dildo I can get inside myself. And I remember, it's like, it's woken a memory inside me that I remember carving a dildo with it might have been a pair of scissors, you know. Or, because you're not going to use the nice knives, are you, from the kitchen? Like, it feels like it's a craft project rather than cooking, isn't it? Fair play. I love that perseverance. I love, like, giving it a go and, like, seeing how much you can fit. Great. Have activities in the bedroom, you know. Have a shared goal. That idea about acting out sex, acting out porn sounds kind of hot. As long as you got hot porn. Okay. Slept with a guy, and immediately after he came, he said, "What the fuck?" I guess I'm gonna say it in like a panting voice. I guess I can't believe you own an electric sander and jigsaw. Just made me wonder if he had been thinking about it the whole time. And it had been a turn-on, question mark? Well, yeah, it would make you think that, wouldn't it? Because he said it right after he came. I don't know, is there anything hot about jigsaws? Can we make jigsaws hot? Oh, okay, sorry. Fuck me, I guess. I just don't know. Maybe if you put like something on the end of the jigsaw. Yeah, actually. Okay, I see it now. Jigsaw is a kind of saw, not a puzzle. Anyway. Imagine my horror when I first spotted an ex student I taught at Swamp Club. Oh my God! ! Swamp is like a kink night in Bristol. 5 years, lots of careful conversations, and much vodka later, I fucked him. It was glorious. He even used the line, "I'd give you an A star." Guys, come on. Good. I'm good. I'm glad it was mutually good. I was dating this guy, and the chemistry was insane. Things started heating up between us, so I invited him into the bedroom. Before I knew it, I was riding him. Nothing unusual, right? Until he clawed my back and growled. Not like a deep, more like a high-pitched squeal. Meh! I still slept with him. You know what's underrated? It's guys making noises. Like, in it. Guys whimpering. Guys, like, just losing control a little bit. Because something about, like, guys having sex can be very stoic sometimes. You know, it's very much like, yes, let's do the thing. But I want to hear you lose it a bit. I want to hear you just, like, you know? Anyway. So, yeah, fucking squeal. Love it. My partner and I went out in Manchester with some friends. We took 2CB, went to a jazz bar. They went home early, leaving us dancing like maniacs in front of some old people. We then had to find our way home. Got sidetracked by smelling herbs in a community garden. We eventually got back to my friend's house, went to bed, and had sex. Felt like I was fucking a rainbow. Would recommend. Oh, that's sweet. Round of applause. I think you hear about we've had a few of them this evening. Like, you hear about like such love experiences, people fucking on drugs. But be careful, everyone, because you still have like impaired judgment or whatever when you're on drugs. So be careful. Okay. All right. I found something. I used to go to like sex clubs and go to parties. I still do. What am I saying? Used to. And I used to drink alcohol. I don't drink anymore. I was like loving the fuck out of what was going on. I'd like be getting involved with everyone in like group scenarios, but I could never get hard. And I was like, what the fuck's going on in these situations? Like, I'm really turned on. Like, what's the fucking problem? I only realized after I gave alcohol, it was the alcohol. Because I was like, having so much alcohol to like chill out or to like get relaxed, but I wasn't even able to get hard. It was like, well, this is useless, isn't it? So I found that just like, I was like able to perform way better just when I didn't have any alcohol. So anyway. Thank you. I once kicked a man in the balls for £15. I'm not gay, I'm gay for pay. I mean, a man asked you to kick me in the balls, 15 quid, kick me in the balls. I've actually been getting, I know I said earlier that I'm not really into pain, but recently, like, a little bit of, like, ball torture, I'm a bit like, okay. Just like a bit. Okay, we'll do one more, then we'll have another storyteller. It was London Pride. After the parade, my friends and I headed to a well-known lesbian bar. I met a lady, we had fun, and agreed to go back to hers. Turns out she was an RAF officer and lived on the airbase. We've had one of these before. We've had one of these before about having to go back to airbase for a hookup. Anyway, I had to go through security with my bag of weed and get a security pass, which I've kept to this day. Taken at 4 a.m. to Pride, the sex was okay. Oh, you feel like when there's like security passes, then it's gotta be good, you know. It's just like, yeah, we gotta go through security checkpoints. We gotta get passes. Like, it's supposed to be the best pussy in the fucking world, but no, that's a shame. I'm glad you still have the pass. That's fun. One time, went to a sex dungeon on a second date with a girl. We ended up having sex in front of all the bystanders. The memorable part was me fishing for compliments from the bystanders afterwards. It was awkward. Oh. I feel like, I don't know how you go about doing that. Like, so did you think, was I good? Like, do you think, like, was it that bit was hot? Okay, sweet. Oh, I'm sorry. I feel like they should have been, those fuckers, actually, should have been falling over themselves complimenting you. You're a fucking goddess, or god, I'm not sure your gender. You're a regal being of some kind, godly, in fact. Your body, phenomenal. I'm blinded by it, like a moth. Why I didn't do that is beyond me. So, we'll all compliment you now. You're really hot, we love you. Okay. Me and my husband had 3 kids and decided that we'd keep things dulled with 4 kids under 6. Dulled? Is that the word? The problem is we're too exhausted for sex by the evening. So if we really wanted to add another kid to the mix, we need to get frisky during the day. So we put our 1-year-old down for a nap in his room and stuck the other two in front of Teletubbies. Put the stairgate up, then snuck upstairs for 10 minutes. Thankfully, kids these days fucking love screens, so our youngest child was duly conceived with pretty much everyone in the house awake at the time. Aww, that's cute. Yeah. Life finds a way. I once slept with someone who said, I cummed. Red flag, it says. Maybe their English isn't very good. You ever thought that? Maybe they're just really cringe. There's also about that as well. No, that's... I feel like if we're going to make a list of bad red flags, we can't put I cummed on there. I feel like has a bad relationship with his mum is higher than that, you know? I decided to meet back up with someone I had been having threesomes with, and we had matching tastes in kink, and we were good at discussing what we liked, disliked. We said absolutely no-go zone activities and a safe word. Skip forward, after hours of many kink BDSM activities, and it was at a point I'm fully restrained, it started getting heavier. I went to say the safe word, but she had duct taped my mouth up my face. No, this is scary. We'd also have a tap out hand system, so why consensual and kink kinda into it. Wait, what? We did also have a tap out hand system gesture, so this was consensual and was kinda into it. Okay. Crisis averted. I tapped out soon after. It was fun, consensual, and had an appropriate debrief. Be safe, trusting, and respect each other. Kink with little heart.
Aww.
Good. That's so lovely. Very sensible to always have like a verbal safe word and also have physical safe words. Like, especially if your mouth's going to be covered, especially if your mouth's going to be full or something like that, make sure you always have multiple ways of tapping out. It's true. I'm being serious right now. I'm glad it all went well and it was all consensual and fun. Yay. Yeah. Okay. I hooked up with the keyboard player in our band. Okay. Halfway through sex, she asked me to sing to her.
Oh.
While we're having sex? Yeah. What would you like me to sing? Anything. Won't that clash with the music playing on the radio? Honestly, I was so flustered, it really put me off my stride. And the sex didn't go so well after that. We hooked up another time, and she did it again! In the middle of sex, with no prior discussion, sing to me. Same thing happened, it really threw me. I couldn't sing. I think she was disappointed, and I was weirded out. We didn't see each other again. Oh, I feel like it's definitely one of those things you talk about beforehand. Like, because I think that's unusual, right? When I read it, I was like, that's really quite sweet, actually. I can kind of see singing, because singing is like a joyous thing. And like, also like singing is like rhythmic, and singing is also quite intimate. But yeah, definitely something you should discuss beforehand. And I feel like, I hope that person has learned that, because I'm sure they could have some lovely experiences with singing. But I'm sorry it didn't work out for you. But I hope you've found lots of nice sex since. Okay, we're going to have our last storyteller of the evening. Oh, it was a woo rather than ah. Fantastic. All storytellers have been absolutely fantastic this evening, haven't they? So let's welcome our last storyteller of the evening. Drum roll, please. Storyteller's going to be Sarah. Woo! There are no content warnings for Sarah's story, so we invite them to the stage. Come on down, Sarah. Oh, Sarah!
Do any of yous have mouths that post checks that your ass can't catch? I have a bit of a rule that I don't like to tell sex stories that are a bit too recent, so I'm going to tell one that's 10 years old. back then, I used to really like flirting with straight women, because it was really safe, and instead of being really nervous and awkward, I could just be really confident, because I knew nothing was ever going to happen. And I've got a straight friend here with me tonight, and she's probably thinking, yeah, you still do that, Sarah. So 10 years ago, a partner was having a 30th birthday party, and I'm non-monogamous, and was helping kind of organise this 30th birthday party. And we were having it at a venue up on Gloucester Road and invited like loads of people, because it was a pretty decent sized venue. And a friend of mine at the time, I'd just been enjoying like outrageously flirting with, and just was fairly convinced it was going to absolutely come to nothing. Foreshadowing. And she texts me saying, can I bring a friend? And I was like, yeah, of course you can bring a friend. And she's like, oh, she's really hot. And I'm like, I bet she's not as hot as you. I'm pretty sure I even said, you know, like, maybe I'll get to like dance with you both at the party, you know, wink, wink. So the party came and went all through the evening, and there was like revolving door of people that came. It was a really, really great time. And then these two women showed up, and they made a beeline for me and started dancing, kind of grinding up on me. And I was just like, kind of like looking over my shoulder, like, who's seeing this? Like, two really sexy straight women are like grinding up on me. And at some point they just said to me, like, should we go to the bathroom? And I was just like, okay, fuck. We went into the bathroom and went into a cubicle, three of us. And it was in June, and it was really, like, some of those dunes that's really, really sweaty. And I've been dancing as well. And I was wearing really short denim shorts that were also really tight, and my bum was kind of hanging out of. And so they started to take off my shorts that were really sweaty and very stuck to me. So it was kind of this like awkward thing of like maybe getting them down, but like actually no, they need to come all the way off. And so then I put a leg up on the toilet, and one of them went down on me, and the other one I was kind of making out with, and she like pushed up my top and was like kissing my nipples, and I was just like, is this happening? So like that was incredibly unexpected and incredibly sexy. So I came like immediately. And then, it felt like immediately anyway, but was clearly long enough for my friend Nadia to say, where's Sarah? And kind of went looking for me and kind of went into the toilets and was like, Sarah? And I'm like, leg up on the toilet, like, hi. Are you okay? Fine. I'll be out in a minute. Two sexy straight women in the toilets, and then one of them was like, "Oh, actually, I'm on my period," and the other one was like, "Yeah, we just really wanted to play with you, so like we're done now." And I was like, "Okay," so then we finished and we went outside, and I ran straight up to the birthday boy and I was like, "It's my birthday too." that was that story.
Sarah, round of applause for Sarah. I've got a feeling they weren't straight. They weren't straight. I got a feeling. I loved your moment where you were like, "Yeah, it was really unexpected. This threesome that I basically planned." I was flirting with these women, and they said, like, even describe what I wanted to happen, then come down to me, and then it happened. I'm so pleased for you. And as someone who went, well, like, it just sounds like those times where something's just like, I guess not for you, but at least for these two people, they've been like waiting for this thing. And there's that franticness of wanting it to happen, the franticness of like the desire and the lust. Happy birthday. So glad you had a good time. Big round of applause. It's fantastic. We've only got a couple more little anonymous stories. So let's have these. Normally, my cat is quite chilled, independent / happy to do his own thing. However, when I'm having sex, he becomes fixated on being in the room and watching. I have taken to locking him out, but he will now jump up onto the roof and start clawing at the bedroom window. What a little sex pest! I'm afraid you do not have consent to watch. You have not asked nicely. That's so funny. I wonder why. It's because you're doing something really weird. He's like, what's this? What are you doing? Why can't I see? Normally, I run this house, and right now you're placing a boundary? No. I will climb on the roof. On a holiday in Barcelona, I met someone on field on a Tuesday lunchtime. We got a beer and spoke about festivals. I told him about the festival Bangface, where they have bottles of Buckfast by the gallon. He said he had a bottle in his hat and thought I'd met the one. Right, because he had Buckfast on hand. Got it, yeah. He poured me most of a glass full. We enjoyed it in big gulps, had an incredible shag, Sweat, spit, panting, fuck yes. In the summer heat, I showered and left, went past a vintage shop, tried on the hottest leather skirt. The man in the shop was like, wow. I strutted back to my hotel, my new leather skirt, stinking of sex. Yay! Just a story about some good, clean fun. Buckfast and a really good shag. Fuck yeah. That is all our stories for the evening. Has it been fantastic? Has it been fantastic? All the storytellers have been amazing. Thank you so much. These are really fun. We're going to continue to do After Dark shows because clearly you guys have a lot of stories to tell. We really want to hear them. Thank you so much for being so generous with your time and your stories. It's fantastic. Our next After Dark show is next month. One of the Sundays. Basically, we're always happening on Sundays. We're also having a regular show next Sunday, so a week today. If you fancy some stories that aren't sex stories, come along for that. I want to also give a shout out to all our helpers, the people on the door, people in the tech booth, and all that stuff. A big round of applause for them. I just want to give a final shout out to our tech person who has been doing tech with us for years. This is their last time doing it for Story Slam today. They have been fantastic in a really... You're going to get a chance, don't worry. They've been fantastic in a really tricky tech booth to always get the sound working, always get the lighting working, and they've been an absolute star. They are a DJ, so I'll give you I'll shout them out in a minute, but we have a big round of applause for Ash in the tech booth. They've been fantastic. They are a DJ. If you guys know Booty Bass, they're a femme. They are a Booty Bass DJ. You should follow them on Instagram. They're Bungzo DJ on Instagram. Go watch Booty Bass. They're incredible. Thank you so much. You've been a fantastic technician. Okay. Otherwise, check out our podcast, search Story Slam Bristol in your podcast apps. Find us on Instagram, Story Slam Bristol. But until next time, I've been James Williams. I'll see you next time. Bye.
And there we have it, our first recording of an After Dark show. I really hope you enjoyed all the smut and debauchery. It was incredibly fun to listen back to. I'm just sorry you were not able to hear them all. If you want to make sure you never miss a story, the only way is to come and visit us. If you're in the UK, head to our website and plan a trip to see us. Or if you were interested in having a Story Slam in your city, we are looking to expand. So get in touch with us at hello@storyslam.co.uk and we'll see if we can bring a show to a city near you. But finally, just thank you for listening. You can find more information about us on our website at storyslam.co.uk, as well as full photo sets at our events. You can also see selected pictures and updates on our Instagram. Find us by searching for Story Slam Bristol. All other links in the description below. Otherwise, I hope you have a wonderful month, and we'll see you next time. Bye, everyone.